I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. Before we go into some of the dietary adjuncts, treatment-wise, I know from a general practitioner's perspective, we try and look at hygiene initially. Now, a lot of people might be thinking, you scrub harder, you get rid of that off bacteria, that's what's going to resolve it. That's not the case, right?
No, and absolutely. And acne as well is not caused because you haven't washed your face enough. Absolutely not. Sadly, it'd be great if you could just wash your face a bit harder and it all washed away. But actually, really interesting that Cutibacterium acne actually forms, like some other bacteria do, a biofilm. And they make this sort of self-made matrix of extracellular compound, so substance, which actually prevents antibacterial agents and, you know, your own anti-inflammatory cells coming in to disturb it. And certainly that's seen on the skin, it's seen with other bacteria in the lung pathology. So it's not easy just to get rid of it, and certainly scrubbing or, you know, certain agents, you have to overcome that biofilm. But there are anti-inflammatory and antibacterial topical agents like azelaic acid, isotretinoin, and then you've got your antibiotics, which you're aiming to really kill that bacteria and try to get rid of it. There are obviously some problems with these things, which is why you really need to speak to either your GP or, you know, consult a dermatologist. Because one of the sort of downsides of antibiotics is that while you're reducing the bacteria that's causing or linked with acne, it does actually increase other species like Pseudomonas by quite a significant amount, you know, 5 to 6 times. And that's why you can sometimes actually get sort of associated folliculitis. So that's an infection of your hair follicles at the same time as having antibiotics. So while you're, you know, killing off or reducing your target bacteria, other bacteria then have a chance to thrive, and they may not always be the ones you want. And also you've got that sort of challenge of increasingly becoming resistant to certain types of antibiotics, not just in you as an individual, but as, you know, global challenge that we are increasingly seeing antibiotics resistance problems, and that is challenging. So if there was a better way of maybe treating with, you know, certain sort of immunomodulatory, you know, bacteria or probiotics, or changing that skin microbiota in the future, you know, that'd be a really great treatment and would solve a huge unmet need, I think. But we're nowhere near that at the moment, but it would be great.
Yeah, definitely. With regard to skin products, I mentioned sort of, you know, what I used to put on my skin and stuff. Is there evidence around the type of moisturizer particularly you should be using, i.e. one that doesn't block the natural pores that could lead to increased production of the sebum leading to acne, particularly for teenagers or even in adulthood as well?
Yeah, you should use a non, I think it's called chemiogenic, I think it's called. So it's a specific type that doesn't block your pores. Because greasy skin products that block your pores can increase your risk of, you know, get the comedones, the blackheads forming more easily, and it trapping the acne bacteria you don't want.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.